Another three-day tour match later today. They're up against a Carib Beer 11 in Barbados.
We're ending the show with some sad news. As you probably know, Mark and Lard are just about to start their last show on Radio 1 after more than 10 years. So, in a world exclusive, here's the station's special tribute to say goodbye to the boys.
Here we go, 2, 3, 4.
Bye, bye, bye. Song, and they just might explode.
I should have been doing 50 Cent or Stereophonics.
This is Andy Parfitt, controller of Radio 1, Mark and Lard. It really is time to let you go. You're both over the hill.
Those were Parfitt's words, he said from Brazil. He's on a management course, but sends you his regards, cause it's the final show today for Mark and Lard.
I'm gonna miss you guys. This is Spoony. I'm telling you.
Have a nice day. Sit on his ass all day is what Mark will do. He'll do the nighttime shift on Radio 2. And as for Lardy Boy, well, he'll do f*** all, but cash the royalty checks that he got from the fall.
It's a band for the older listeners that Lardy used to be in.
I'm in tune with the music, I don't know.
So have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Break it down now. Have a nice day.
Where's Simon Cowell when you need him?
Have a nice day.
Both of you. Thank you, please.
One. Radio 1.
Look, it's 30 seconds past one. Can't these people back time?
Typical.
For goodness sake,
just
you know.
Typical.
Not been working. Thanks
not
very much,
Joel. This.
Thank you very much.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Mark and Lard, the kings of pop.
Hello, boys. This is David Bowie calling from Tokyo. Actually, no, that's wrong. Osaka in Japan. I'd just like to bring up a little story I remember from September 95, which is the first time I did your show. I remember you collected me from my hotel by sleigh with bells on, very pretty, drawn by retired members of Manchester United. I'll never forget. Oh, how the people laughed and cheered our little procession as we made our way through the streets to your studio. Being September, there was little snow, so I lost most of my teeth due to the bumping and rattling over the cobbles and the odd pedestrian. I don't think we'll ever see the like of that again. Yours was the show on the wireless, Mark and Lard, and I'll be listening out for that sleigh, maybe just one more time, and it'll take me to the studios again, where we'll laugh and play good sounds and split the odd atom. Goodbye, chaps. It was all for the best. All of it.
Mark and Lard on Radio 1. Hopelessly devoted to
you.
Black Box Recorder and The Facts of Life, a favourite record of this programme.
Oh, yeah. Right? Love it.
And John Moore, great to meet him at the Hallon Menswear Music Awards.
Yes, he was most engaging.
Lest we forget, closing down sale at Hallon Menswear next door.
Oh, leave it.
We are fully Hallon'd up today.
Absolutely. Right? And made the effort.
Honoured to have the esteemed proprietor, William Hallon, in the house. Right.
Need a man.
To view proceedings for this, our last show. Before that, White Stripes, Seven Nation Army. Right? No better record to start with. And before that, a message from our close personal showbiz chum, David Bowie.
Hi, David.
Hi, and thanks for that. Right,
absolutely.
OK, so finally we get here, right?
We
after
do.
Much talking about it, it is the last ever Mark and Lard show today. What I thought we'd do, first of all, is that, like, I'd say thank you very much for everybody who's written in and said goodbye and all that stuff, and I won't read any of them out because there's so many, there's too many to read out, and I don't want to single out one more than the others.
Out, wouldn't you?
So thank you for everything and all the presents and cakes and chocolates and pies and beer and champagne and wine and shoes and hats and flowers.
Everything.
Bar one, if I could.
Oh, go on.
We got a huge bunch of flowers, which took two people to carry to the studio with a small card in it saying, wishing you all the best for your last show and thanks for all the fun times we had together. Paul McCartney.
Very nice.
Can you frame something that small?
Thank you, Sir Paul.
I think possibly we will need to do that. Right. And can I say thanks very much to Joe Wiley and to Moylesy and all his crew and Coxie and John Peel and all those people who contributed to those tributes, which meant a great deal. Didn't it?
It did.
Great deal.
It really did.
Let me tell you what's on today's programme.
Too much.
Well, far too much.
There is.
With apologies to Sarah Cox, we're anticipating finishing at 3.
Yep.
Within 20 minutes or so. I don't know. We'll see how we go, but we've got enough here and we want to play it all out, right?
We do.
And I've already been through and dropped about 8 records this morning.
No.
We'll just have to play those after and people have to get them online.
Mm.
Anyway, right, we will have the last ever appearance on Radio 1 of Fat Harry White today.
Oh,
right?
Can we believe it?
Fat Harry White.
Hey.
The last ever appearance on Radio 1 of the Rabbi Lionel Blair.
Oh,
very
man.
Shortly.
Very nice, man.
Well, I think it's worth remembering that this is a spiritual occasion.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not just for fun.
No.
Barely for fun at all, really. Mm. And then we've got the brand new single, a world exclusive from Skell Nonch and Irk Dre.
Spoiling them.
Unbelievable.
You know.
We've got Lard's Classic Cuts.
Hi.
One for the Road, I think.
Yeah.
Great Moments in Pop will continue very shortly,
yes.
Although slightly different today. Mystery Man is on today, right? Okay, so we can do with two contestants. Would anybody like the honour of being on the last show? Give Chloe a ring, as always, 08700 100 100. Well, Tashi's here as well. Perhaps they're both doing it. I don't know. Anyway, but also, apart from that, we are absolutely thrilled, delighted and honoured that they could join us for our last show. Our special guest studio audience, it's Travis! Oh, from left to right, Beatles T-shirt and tea cosy on head, Andy. And then a small drum kit in the corner, Neil. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good. Resplendent brown pinstripe suit.
Ah.
Dougie. You know,
the flash one.
I thought I'd make the effort.
Well, you know. It is. You know, it's a good bog trotter style. And over here, sitting under an England flag, which is left over from the football.
Quick photograph.
Put that up.
It's Fran Healy. We always wait with interest to see what headgear today. Casey Jones.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. Listen, I know you've had a late one because you played in Brighton last night. How was that?
It was really, really, really good. Brighton. I think.
Yeah,
but you can't remember.
Still half asleep.
Yeah.
Although Fran has now taken his 4 woolly coats off.
That'll help.
So he's fit to play. Well, it's great. We couldn't think of anyone better to have our last show. So thank you so much for coming. And we've talked about and remember very fondly times over the year, particularly Robin Hood's Bay.
Robin Hood's Bay.
Which was
classic.
Great. You know, no offence to Neil and Andy, who weren't there, but you know.
No.
They were there in spirit.
All right, so Travis is going to play some song for us today, obviously. And Fran, what would you like to do for us first?
Well, I'll just play. Play Love Will Come Through first.
Okay, great.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much indeed.
That is Travis and Love Will Come Through. Can I dedicate that song to someone?
Of course you can.
Because my wife has always said I've never played her a record in all my years on the radio. Played live by Travis, Love Will Come Through. I'll dedicate that to my Mrs. Bella because I love her. That was great. That's a really nice sounding guitar, that. What is it?
It's a Taylor.
Is it? Ah, yeah. How much?
I've no idea.
A few hundred, though.
Yeah, but the thing was, a guy came to a show once and gave it to us, like, and he said he was giving it to us for free, and then 8 months later, he sent us a bloody...
You got an invoice.
That's good business. Yeah,
all right, then. So that's Travis performing live. We've got a couple more songs from them to come. It's still being decided exactly what they do. Some surprise that we don't know about, you tell me. All right, then. We will wait till a bit later on. Thanks, fellas. Feel free to wander in and out.
We'll just stay here.
Glare at us and put us off. All right, 17 minutes past.
One.
On Radio 1. This is Mark and Lard, our last ever show. And, let's get to... Great moments in pop. All right, because usually
they're laughing at our singing.
I know.
Boy, harmony.
But listen, very nearly. It's great moments in pop, and it's the last ever one. And usually we give you three rounds of clues and build up to the big reveal, which we will do today. After a fashion, feel free to enter. Although I have to tell you, it's only fair that the winner has already been decided because I had a preemptive strike on this. Not even yesterday, but the day before. At 8:54 a.m.
Good work.
Michael G. Hughes, Denbighshire County Council, compliance officer.
Oh, well, there you go.
Right, you are the last ever winner on Great Moments in Pop. It's been decided already. His email begins, I'd like a preemptive strike at Friday's Great Moments in Pop. If you have the class and loyalty to your listeners, which I think that you have, the GMIP will be... And it is. Right? So I think everybody might know what it is. But anyway, feel free to have a go. See if you want to. We'll see if we get time to read them out. We've just got that much to do. But we will have a great moment in pop. And here comes episode one. Oh, I'm really looking forward to this.
Oh, aye. So am I, Jimmy. How about you, Sheila?
Yeah, great. I'm so excited, Cobbers. What about you, Token Scouser?
Yeah, great. I'm dead excited, Grace.
What about you, Darwinian lass?
I'll just have a quick bacon bomb and then settle myself down for big events. Might even be the highlight of my life.
There you go. Rain might even be the highlight of my life. What could it possibly be? You know, I think we all... Well, it could be one of two. One's Travis and it's not them. So it must be
the other one, then.
So it must be the other one.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Right, well, as I say, it is, in some ways, a solemn occasion, and we always feel we need a bit of spiritual guidance these times. So what a pleasure it is to welcome for one last time to the studio the Rabbi Lionel Blair.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Rabbi.
Hello, boys and Travis.
Hello.
Great to meet you.
How are you doing, anyway?
I'm very well, thank you, Mark. I'm looking forward to the end of the show.
Right, OK, yes. Well, it's a day of kind of mixed feelings for us, obviously.
So really?
Not really.
I have to say, it's such a great joy for me to be here, Mark.
Yeah.
Because when we meet and I say to you, I enjoy the show so much.
Yeah.
And I love what you do. I have, of course, been lying.
Yes, yeah.
I like Steve Wright in the afternoon myself. I'm of a certain age, you understand.
Well, aren't we all? Well,
yes.
Present company accepted. Right, okay then. Well, anyway, have you prepared a suitable message that will just sort of point us in the right spiritual direction on this momentous day?
Yes, I think this will bring it down a tad or two. I was walking down the street just the other day, and I was listening to my transistor portable radio wireless gadget, which I had just picked up from a local charity shop. Yes, I help out there once in a while. You know, it's so great to be able to put something back into the community. To be able to be selfless. Be able to give up one's time to benefit the needy. And it's also great to be able to rummage through the donation bin bags and pick out all the best clubber before it hits the shelves. Anyway, I was listening to Mark and Lard on this particular day. It was so funny. Made me laugh out loud. What was it again? They spoon-feed you this stuff and you f***ing lap it up. Oh, yes, how we laughed. A magnificent moment in broadcasting, to be sure. Anyway, I was chuckling away to myself when I spotted this young man living in a shop doorway with his only companion, a painfully thin dog on a piece of string. And I thought to myself, I thought, this is like life! For aren't we all, in one way or another, simply dossing down in the doorway of eternity? So, I warily approached this young man, and I could see immediately he was in bad shape. He stunk like Ann Widdicombe's jockstrap and was so desperate he was wearing a Lighthouse Family T-shirt. And I thought, how can I turn this bad situation into a good situation? So, without hesitation, I picked him up, took him to my house, and gave him a home for as long as he wished to stay with me, because I am so nice. Well, at least for as long as the DSS are willing to stump up a ton a week for him, not including bills and food, of course. It's a right earner. I'm converting the coal bunker as we speak. I can squeeze two or three more of him in there. There's money in them there hills. Don't even know his name. Who cares? Had to get rid of the mongrel, though. £40 to have it put down. I paid for it, though. It's paying me back in instalments. With interest. Ka-ching! Oh! And ta-ra, Mark and Lard!
Hello, Mark, Lard, how are you both? This is Neil from the Divine Comedy. I want to wish you both the best of Irish luck for both of your future concerns on 2 and 6. And a big thank you for all your support over the years. You've been angels to me, and I really can't think why. So I hope to see you soon, and good luck. Well done. Bye. William wakes with his
club. That is a class record, isn't it?
It's great.
It's our record of the week. It's our last ever record of the week, and that's... Come Home, Billy Bird, Divine Comedy. It's a great song, that, Fran, isn't it?
It's really cool, yeah.
Really good.
We love Neil.
Neil is a great guy, and so it was great. Full symmetry, because we had him on our first week on Radio 1.
We should.
As probably everybody's bored with being told. we will do Mystery Man very shortly, and we've got all the other stuff, Fat Harry, and more from Travis,
and loads
more to get in, right? If I don't talk, then we can get... Because the problem is getting any records in, really.
I know.
And we wanted to play some of our favourite records, and this was one that was big on the show, which we dredged up from the past and thought it sounded really great, current record.
Oh, yeah.
They never reissued it, and they should have done. These are Ultravox and Young Savage. Oh, 1977.
Love it.
Right, it was a record of the week. We dredged it up from God knows where, but it still sounds like a fine tune to me.
Sure do.
With the great John Fox singing. That's Ultravox and Young Savage. All right, coming up, we will play Mystery Man, amongst other things, right? Then and we'll start off with... I'll let the tunes come as a surprise as they come.
That'd be nice.
It's 1:30 on Radio 1. With the news, Mike Ramsden.
Maxine Carr is in court. BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat. The former girlfriend of Soham killer Ian Huntley will have to face trial. She's accused of 20 charges of deception. Maxine Carr is currently in prison for lying to the police during the Holly and Jessica murder inquiry. Newsbeat's Judy Hobson was at Peterborough Magistrates.
She's accused of making false claims on forms for housing benefit and income support. But five of the charges refer to job application forms, where she's accused of lying about her qualifications. Now, this includes her application for the job as a temporary teaching assistant at St Andrew's Primary School in Soham, a job which he did get.
Thousands of families have been given the right to sue for compensation after doctors took organs from their dead children without their knowledge. A High Court judge says the NHS has been negligent. The six British cavers trapped underground in Mexico for a week have been brought to the surface, but they aren't free to leave Mexico. Officials are angry they didn't have the right papers. Eminem's wife is back behind bars. Authorities in Detroit say she dropped out of a drug treatment program. The manager of Big Brothers has told Newsbeat that Randy and J-Rock have taken cannabis. It comes in the same week the group sacked fellow member Flawless for getting caught with the drug at an airport in Los Angeles. And Arsenal's Ashley Cole is to have a scan on his knee. He's already out of Sunday's Premiership match against Manchester United, and he's doubtful for England's friendly in Sweden next week. Radio 1 Newsbeat on The Biggest Show, more at 2:30.
Hey, Mike, someone told me it was your last day on Radio 1 too.
That's right.
Oh, have you got a job to go to?
I have, yes, I have got one to go to. The difference is I don't think anybody will miss me, but we're all going to be missing you, Mark.
Oh, send us tape to your bulletins, will you?
We'll do, yeah.
It won't be the same without you, Mike.
Oh, yes, that's right. Good luck, lads.
All right, good luck to you, mate. Cheers. Okay, cheers.
Mark and Lard in the afternoon. They invented Pete Tong. Radio
1. I am Robbie Fowler from Manchester City. Just to wish Mark and Lard all the best in the future. I, for one, will miss the show. I'm sorry to see her go, and thanks for all the good times that you've given us. Cheers, mate.
Hello, Mark Lord. Sorry to hear you've been sacked from the BBC. It's Stuart Pearce here from Manchester City, the home of football. Before they kick you out the door, would it be possible for a bit of Green Day and Basket Case?
No.
That would be very pleasant to hear that. And good luck with whatever you do in the future. All the best.
The very great Tim Benson with Mystery Man. We do, and that seems appropriate because we are going to play Mystery Man very shortly. Before that, it was Jane's Addiction and the Mighty Just Because.
Awesome.
All the fond memories of them playing live on the show.
Yeah, and, so great and good fun.
Like other friends of this programme who we found have a sort of a fearsome reputation.
Yep.
Couldn't have been nicer.
Absolutely.
Could not
all
have been nicer, right? Good afternoon, this is Mark and Lard on the final biggest show, where we seem to be saying less than on a normal show and just playing records and messages, and that's great, isn't it?
Right? It's a tribute.
There's a big crowd outside the BBC here in Manchester. There were six of them when I looked,
yeah.
But it is raining. I think we might be down to five.
I think we're down to five,
and,
yes.
Who can blame them? What is it? Oh, no, there's about 13. 13
Whoa,
now.
See, get the police in. Security.
The crowds are swelling. But we better get on with...
Mystery Man, or possibly a woman. Mystery Man.
Okay then, our final two contestants, Anthony Papamia, is it?
Papamia.
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 Thanks.
How are you, mate?
Brilliant, thanks.
Very good. Where are you?
I'm in Woodstock.
All right then. Have you got a day off today to listen to the biggest show? Or?
Yeah, to make sure I didn't miss anything while I was at work. You know, people coming in asking for stuff to be done.
Well, what's your job?
I work for the police. I'm an analyst.
Oh, well, ooh. You know, let anarchy reign in Woodstock and let's just do the show. Right, we're going to get on with it quick today, if you'll forgive me, Anthony, because we've got Ben Shoveler on the line. Shovelo.
Hello, Mark.
How are you, mate?
I'm fine, thanks.
Very good. Where are you?
I'm in Camberley.
Excellent. All right, and what are you doing?
I'm on a two-hour lunch break where I'm meant to be at the dentist.
Okay, fair play. Two-hour lunch break from where?
A post room in Camberley.
Right, okay then. All right, well, we're going to get straight on with the biggest show today.
Yeah.
Right,
no, yeah. I best get off now.
No, Lard, listen, yeah. Listen.
What do you mean, no?
No, you usually run off, right?
Yeah,
and then
the
I play the effects in.
Yeah, see ya!
Right, and then you come back knocking those two pieces of metal together... Right, and try and convince everybody that you're in a suit of armour, or the mystery celebrity is.
What, these bits?
Yeah, those bits, yeah. Right? And then eventually we raise the visor.
Yeah.
Which again is sound effects, and it's always you putting on a daft voice. So, if you don't mind, I've taken it into my own hands today.
What do you mean?
You can forget it, this bit, because I have a mystery celebrity on the phone.
You're joking.
To play Mystery Man instead, all right?
Kind of an ending, this?
Well, you know, I just fed up of you pretending to be Paul McCartney yesterday.
Ah, no, that was Paul McCartney.
I have a mystery celebrity on the line. Mystery celebrity, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, then, OK. We have a mystery celebrity on the line. The rules still apply. Anthony and Ben, are you ready to play?
Yes.
I don't even know what the prizes are, but we'll send you some rubbish. Anyway, okay, here we go. Clues coming from our real mystery celebrity and not Lard with a daft voice. First clue, please. Mystery person.
I have had several tonsorial escapades. Not all of them were disasters.
Right, okay then. Who do you think it might be, Anthony?
Is it by any chance your dad, Mark?
It's not my dad.
Oh, that's a good call.
That was considered at one point today. Hello, Dad. Right then, that is wrong, no? Okay, here's a clue for Ben.
I was born on October 7th, 1968.
Ben, any ideas?
No.
No. All right, no. Fair enough then. Okay, another clue for Anthony.
As a kid, I once gargled on a gallon of Michael Stipe's sputum.
Right, okay. As a kid, I gargled on a gallon of Michael Stipe's sputum, Anthony.
Robbie Williams?
It's possible, isn't it? But not right. No. Another clue, please, mystery person.
As a teenager, I used to rehearse with my band never on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday or Saturday. Always on a Friday.
Ben.
Well, I was going to say Lard's dad, but I think that's probably wrong.
Well, it is wrong. You're right. Yes. OK, right. Here's one for Anthony.
My mate Edward is a tall, devilishly handsome figure of a man, but is prone to susurration. I keep telling him, stop whispering.
It's funny when you know it is.
Hey.
Anthony, right.
Is it Tom York?
Well, we should open the visor. Just for old time's sake. And welcome to the programme from a mystery location, Thomas of York.
Hello.
How are you? Right,
you
okay.
Put me to shame there with that voice.
Wow, it was a very good...
Yeah, I was just getting in my flow.
There's loads more to go, but they got it. Perhaps Stop Whispering, does it? Is it Anthony as a Radiohead tune, yeah?
No, it's Edward.
Edward, yes, Ed O'Brien. Very tall and always on a Friday. We're calling him. Right, well, Ben, I'm sorry about that.
It's all right, second time I've been on, second time I've lost.
Is it? Well, there you go. At least there won't be a third time lucky for you, will there? Anyway, Ben, would you like Tom York to do any greetings for you?
I'd like Tom York just to say well done to you two for being brilliant for the last 7 years. It's been fantastic.
Well done to you two for being brilliant for the last several years.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Tom. Right. Ben, nice talking to you.
Privilege talking to you two. It's been the best radio show ever. I'm going to miss it loads.
That's very kind of you to say.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Very kind of you to say. Thanks, Ben. And Anthony, congratulations. You go down in history as the last ever Mystery Man winner. Woo.
Thanks a lot. I've been waiting 7 years to get on this show.
All right, great. Well, we've only been on 6.5. But anyway, yes. OK, Anthony, do you want any messages from the great Tom York?
Just a big hello to absolutely everybody that listens to your show, because we're going to miss it all.
All right.
And very kind. Thank
big
you.
Hello, Tom.
Shall I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone who's listening. This is the last one. What are we going to do now?
All right, Anthony, cheers.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Pleasure talking to you. And Tom York, thank you for being our last ever mystery personality.
Oh, my pleasure.
Right, yeah. Where are you, by the way?
I'm supposed to be working, doing important work in the studio.
Another album?
No.
No. What, you're doing? Just messing about?
Stupid noises.
Right.
Noises.
Oh, OK. Are the rest of them with you, or is this...
No, I'm here on my own.
Ploughing alone for...
I've got better things to do.
Oh, OK, then. Well, listen, Tom, can we just say thanks for all the times you've been on the show and everything? We've had a great time with you in the band.
Yeah, likewise.
It's been fantastic. We
What's Radio 1 going to do without you, eh?
I imagine it will survive, Tom. I imagine it will survive, you know. We played a Pyramid Song from Verona yesterday as well. That was
wow.
That was a great
time.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
We enjoyed that, but we hope to see you very soon.
Yeah.
Anything that you should, that Radiohead are doing that we need to know about, or is it downtime at the
moment? It's completely down. No idea. Scratching heads time.
I know.
Absolutely
the feeling.
No plans at all.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Okay. But Tom York, thanks for coming on today, and we hope to see you very soon.
Yeah. All my love. Take care.
Thanks a lot,
Tom.
Tom
Bye-bye.
York
Bye-bye,
on Radio
mate.
One, and it really was Tom York
I'll
this time, the last ever Mystery Man.
Hi there, Mark. Hi, Lord. This is James from Star Sailor.
And this is Ben. I can't believe it. I can't believe they're going.
I'm absolutely gutted. I think
you guys are irreplaceable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this marks the end of an era for radio broadcasting. The two most honest DJs on Radio 1. And
I'm the funniest, I might add.
Exactly. And... good luck with your future endeavours. And also, intrigued to know what's happening to your regular guests, Skelnonch and Irk Dre.
Exactly.
And Craig and David. We hope that they find gainful employment somewhere, perhaps. And also, the regular mentions of Hallon Menswear and the Hallon Menswear Award. We hope wherever you go, you continue that great tradition.
Nice one, guys, and I. All the best.
Cheers. It's about time we won that as well next year with the third album.
Yeah, that's Star Sailor and Good Souls, which
Thank
was a record
guys.
Of the year on this programme a couple of years ago,
it
right?
Was a great
and
record.
Great record, great friends of this programme,
yep.
Been on quite a few times. And a top tune, and thanks for the message. And before that, it was Radiohead 2 and 2 equals 5.
Yep.
And thanks very much to Tom York for coming on, because
yes.
We couldn't have had a last day without Radiohead.
No, that would have been wrong.
It probably would have been wrong to have a last day without this guy.
Goodbye. Farewell.
thank you for the music. Thank you for the memories. Goodbye, Mark and Lad. Goodbye. I don't think I can stand this anymore. Goodbye.
Oh, bye, Dame.
Bless. Damon Albarn with a special farewell song for this show.
Great.
So, thanks very much. Always a pleasure to have his company as well,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Fella.
It was great. Came for the Hallam Menswear Awards, didn't win, went away gutted, but held his head up high with Trilby on.
Very gracious in defeat.
Today is a celebration of some of our of our favourite artists, really,
yes,
isn't it? You know, we picked all the records that we wanted to play by bands who've meant something to us over the years, and heaven knows we've left a lot out.
Absolutely.
But some of the, you know, I didn't always get to meet some of my favourite singers. I mean, certainly I think if I had to name my favourite singer of all time,
yeah,
I probably, if pushed, would have to go for Roy Orbison.
Yeah, he just pips Bowie, doesn't he, really?
Just about pips Bowie. And so we did play this one on Son of Cheesily because it was his record, his tribute to Britney Spears.
That's right.
When her life seemed to be spiralling out of control.
Yeah,
so
case.
I think it wouldn't be fitting unless we had a track from Roy Orbison.
No, mate.
And here he is with his tribute to Britney. As I say, when her life seemed to be unravelling a little bit.
Shame.
I'm sure this record helped.
Mark and Lard. Who are they trying to kid?
Hello, I'm Richard.
Hello, I'm Kelly. We are the Stereophonics. Hello, Mark and Lard. We hear that you're leaving. I'm absolutely devastated. Gutted. I don't know who we're going to have to tune into to be insulted as well as you insulted us over the last few years. I'm really going to miss your original witty comedy and slagging us off all this time. I don't know who else is going to do it. I don't know who's going to be up to your standard. I wish you all the best in your future, if you've got one. And may your house be free from tigers. Goodbye, boys.
Fair play to you guys.
Fair play.
Come on. There's a knowledge branch being grasped.
Can we extend the hand of friendship?
Yes. A little bit late.
After
perhaps.
All the stick they've taken, that was pretty big of them, I would say. So,
yeah.
Kelly and Richard, and since we got that message, we have backed off.
Yes, we have.
All right, so thank you very much, the Stereophonics. That
top
meant
fellas.
Quite a lot, actually. Thank you very much.
Oh, hi, Mark. Hi, Lard. It's Jimmy from Duff's here, and on behalf of my bandmates, Andy and Jez, we want to wish you many, many, many happy trails in your new career as nobodies.
That's Doves, and there goes the fear. I think another record of the year.
Yes, I think you're right.
Probably should have checked these things before we did the last show.
Should
we? And Play With Travis. Great song, that again, Fran Duggan.
Brilliant song.
Brilliant, that. Yeah, right. We're playing some crackers today, aren't we?
Of course we are, mate.
Right, and we'll have another cracker live, picked by me.
Woo!
Performed live by Travis very shortly, but not before. Lardy Boy.
Yeah.
Obviously, one of the things we've enjoyed over the years is sharing the riches of your Walbum archive.
Hi, that's right, yes.
You keep all your albums, right? Yeah,
it's 22 million now.
22 million albums you've got.
Yeah.
Walbums, sorry, right.
It's all right.
And the great thing is, I don't know if you've heard of any of Lard's vinyl collection, Fran.
No.
Have you heard any?
No.
No, don't you?
No.
Because, I mean, it's a fantastic collection, right? Fantastic collection. And the beautiful thing about them is you can hear the grooves as we play them on air. You know, you don't get that on CD in minutes, do you?
The crackle.
CDs are rubbish, aren't they?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Right, they are rubbish.
He keeps them all in mint condition, so it's hard to tell, isn't it? So, what have you brought in for us today, then?
Well, he's a mate of ours, isn't it?
Who is it?
Macca.
Oh, right. No, Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Sends us a big bunch of flowers.
Yeah, bless him,
Still got the card there.
I mean, this, in some ways, is a tribute to him, because, I mean, obviously, a lot of people have got his, like, Walbums.
Yeah.
They don't look after him like I do.
Right, okay. So,
see what I mean?
Okay, right. So, here we go. For the last time, one of Lard's classic cuts. This is Paul McCartney. What song is it?
Mull of Kintyre.
Okay, lovely. Right.
Mull of Kintyre. Strolling in from the Kinsey My desire is always to can be on all of kin time. Far have I kin traveled, and much have I seen. As faint as sun carries me home to the kin wall of kin time. All of kin time, only strolling in from the kin sea. I desire.
One of the great records, aren't
it? One of the great.
Yeah.
Mull of Kintyre.
Yeah.
Right.
Excellent.
Paul McCartney wouldn't have been the last show without something from Paul, would it?
Absolutely.
And is that record hard to find?
In that condition, yes.
Yes, right. Okay, then. And I think Travis certainly felt very proud to be Scottish during
that. Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely. Swelling. Yeah.
Great
swelling with pride.
Celtic pride brewing up there. Right, then. So I think we'll after that...
Follow
we'll,
that.
We'll have another poignant song, I think.
Okay.
We are delighted to have Travis with us for our final show playing live. And they said, what do you want us to play? And... well, I picked this one because I just remember this was sitting in the hotel, Robin Hood's Bay, right, the night before the famous show at the Bay Hotel.
With that miserable git who threw us out in the pub.
Wouldn't let us play, would it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't
yeah.
serve
wouldn't
us any more
play.
Drinks,
no.
would he? Wouldn't let us play, but anyway, he did get a couple of songs in because this one is pure class. So, if you'd be so kind, do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, you introduce it.
Oh, me introduce it?
Yeah,
no,
introduce
okay
it.
Then, right. So, if push came to shove and you had to pick a favourite Travis tune, difficult. Difficult.
Very difficult.
But this, if push came to shove, would have to be mine. So here are Travis live on our final show with Driftwood. Fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic. It is one of the truly great songs, I think. That is Travis and Driftwood. Thank you very much for that. That was great. Voice is holding up well. I mean, you know, because that's the trouble with your stuff. You have to sing in tune or else people notice, don't you? You can't hide behind a big moshing sound and just growl, can you?
I know,
you?
I know.
You've got to sing.
You might have given him an idea, then. Travis, split up. Mark and Mark.
That's it, right. Singing too early today, it'll crack his throat. So apologies if he's ragged at Doncaster.
Ragged at Doncaster.
Doncaster tomorrow night, is it?
Yeah.
I've got your tour dates here, isn't it? Doncaster Dome, and then that's it. There's only a couple of little London Village shows after that.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
The Warm Down.
The Warm Down, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Travis live on the programme, and more to come from them in the last half hour and throughout, definitely. Now then, very shortly, I've not seen him yet, but Fat Harry White has promised he will be here.
He's in the building.
Is he in the building?
He's in the building.
All right, then he'll be smoothing his way with the canteen. Ladies, before he works his way along,
charming another rasher of bacon out of Rose.
Well, there you go. All right, then. We have got a message and a tune from Elbow, also
great.
Good friends of this programme. And therefore, just after that, hopefully, it will be Fat Harry White.
First message sent today from Elbow to Mark and Lord.
Sensuous sound of Elbow there and Powder Blue. Baby. Hey, how you doing? You're one, your very only Fat Harry White here coming at you from the afternoon wireless. Giving out love vibes to all my very sexy lady and man friends out there, if you know what I'm saying. Hey! I'm excited to be here, but a bit knackered. Been up since four. Well, I've always been an early riser. Oh, aye, no problem getting up first thing, me. Anyway, I have been working as a milkman. Well, this morning, smelt bacon coming from my very sexy lady friend Foxy Fiona's residence. So, I pulled up in me float, fully laden with full fat milk and yogurts. Well, I popped inside for a quick nibble, not afraid of offering a man a good spread. Even at that hour, isn't Foxy Fiona? Anyway, that put me behind schedule, so I really put me foot down as I screamed off her drive in the float at the full 9 mile an hour. Well, it was too quick and I lost control, braked heavily and spilt me cargo. And then the whole neighborhood is peeping out from behind the curtains, watching me shooting me creamy load up Foxy Fiona's entry. Anyway! I've had a nice little camping holiday with Mark and Lard and my very sexy lady friend, Moist Michelle. Actually, I say camping. Some were in tents, and some were put up in those little wooden houses. You know, benders, they call them. Me and Fat Larry had the two benders on the left, and Mark and Lard, right couple of benders. Anyways, up, I did a bit of fishing, but it wasn't up to much. All day, rod in hand, and just a little tiddler to show for it. Well, I was that disappointed. I got leathered on the cooking sherry with Moist Michelle. So I did the honorable thing and offered to walk her back to her tent. Well, I strolled back with my little fish still in my hand, got to Michelle's tent, and as I leant in for a good night peck, lost me balance and fell fish first into the front of her tent. Oh, I pulled the zip right down and thrust me tiddler right between her flaps. Hey, I didn't know where to put myself. I didn't at all, no. Anyway, I have to say, it has been a fine time working on the biggest show, baby. And we went out for a farewell dinner the other night. Mind you, I made a fool of myself there too. First off, the little portion of butter that came with me soup and roll was frozen solid, much to everyone's amusement. Honestly, I was sat there for half an hour with everybody looking at me stiff knob. Thankfully, my very sexy lady friend, Cuddly Chloe, rubbed it in her hands and warmed it up a little bit. A bit too much, if you know what I'm saying. Next thing you know, there's a greasy puddle on the tabletop, which causes me lamb shank, sprouts and parsnips to fall on the floor. Well, quick as you like, Michelle and Chloe are under the table taking turns to gobble me meat and two veg, honestly. I went straight on to the dessert and had that fruit and meringue crushed up thing, conveniently called Eaton Mess, if you know where I'm going, and I think you probably do. Mind you, even then I embarrassed myself because I pulled the spoon out too swiftly and catapulted some of my pudding over Mr. Radcliffe's steak. The whole restaurant looked on open mouthed as I pulled out and shot me mess over Radcliffe's rump. Anyway, it was a good night, and that's it. So farewell then, Mark and Lard. It was a fine, good-loving guess, and this is Fat Harry White, who doesn't
really exist, because it's just Mark Radcliffe with an effect on his voice.
Saying, baby, and farewell forever to all my very sexy lady and man friends out there on this, the day when Mark and Lard were finally, after all these years, well and truly pulled off.
And away. Well, the poignant moments just keep on coming, don't they?
They do.
Not only hurt by the true legend, Johnny Cash.
R.I.P.
Which was, I think that was voted, wasn't it, by viewers of some channel or other. I don't know which. Again, perhaps something we should have checked before we started.
Yeah, Granada Men and Motors.
The best video ever made.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean,
is
talk about poignant things. And so that was a must play today. Johnny Cash had hurt. And equally poignant, I mean, that touching farewell from Fat Harry White.
Oh, yeah. Brought a tear to the eye.
It certainly did. It certainly did. And so we will not see his like again.
No.
I think we can say that with some confidence. But listen, now, another great thrill has been getting to know and another couple of our heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Skel Nonch and Erk
Drake. Oh, the men.
I know certainly that Travis, growing up, listened to Cumbrian Tight Throat singing a lot, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. yeah.
You
yeah.
tried to get them to do some session clapping, didn't you?
You wouldn't have it.
They wouldn't have
it.
Well, that's it.
It was too expensive.
Yeah. Choose their company carefully. But we are delighted that they've sent us their new single. We've got the world exclusive on this. But a bigger thrill even than that, Mark. I don't know if you're aware of this. Well, do you know what the title of the new Skel Nonch and Erk Drake single
is? I'm a clue, mate.
I am very sorry the Mark and Lard show is ending, and so am I.
You're joking.
So here, for the first time...
don't laugh,
last time
it's
ever,
poignant.
Touch you, right? Here are our close personal showbiz chums, yeah. Skel Nonch and Erk Drake with I Am Very Sorry the Mark and Lard show is ending.
And so am I.
I am very sorry the Mark and Lard show is ending.
And so am I. Fantastic record,
awesome.
Isn't it?
One of the best, yeah.
I think so, yeah. Skel Nonch and Erk Drake, I am very sorry the Mark and Lard show is ending, and so am I. Right, okay then. Right, in the last half hour, I won't tell you what the tunes are again. It occurs to me we've not played part two of Great Moments in Pop.
Oops-a-daisy.
So we'll have to get parts two and three in, and more from Travis, and a few bits of other gubbins, and that, so we will try our best. But if we run into Sarah Cox's programme, then I'm sure she will understand.
She will. She's nice like that.
She is nice like that. Right, it's 2:31 on Radio 1 with the news, Georgina Bowman.
Maxine Cars to stand trial for fraud.
BBC.
Radio 1.
The ex-girlfriend of Soham killer Ian Huntley has appeared in court to face 20 fraud charges. Maxine Carr's accused of making bogus benefit claims and lying on her job applications. Newsbeat's Judy Hobson's at Peterborough Magistrates Court.
Dressed in a grey trouser suit, Maxine Carr listened intently to the charges. She's accused of benefit fraud and of lying about her qualifications on job application forms, including for the post of teaching assistant at St Andrew's Primary in Soham. She'll stand trial at Peterborough Crown Court next month.
A teenager's been jailed for life for raping a teacher at a home at knife point. 17-year-old Lance Smith climbed a drainpipe in the middle of the night before attacking the 29-year-old in southwest London. Hundreds of families have won the right to claim compensation after organs were taken from their dead children without their knowledge. A High Court judge said the NHS was negligent, but what doctors had done wasn't illegal. Some families have been told they won't be entitled to a payout. David Harris is the solicitor for most of those involved.
We are very keen now to just get compensation issue resolved for the families and perhaps be able to draw a veil under this matter so all our clients, and there are over 2,000 of them, can get on with their lives.
French police have arrested two men and a woman over threats to plant bombs on the country's rail network. A group called AZF had said it would sabotage the tracks unless it got a large ransom. On Wednesday, an unexploded bomb was found on the line near Paris. The manager of Big Brothers has told Newsbeat that Randy and J-Rock have smoked cannabis. The group has always taken an anti-drug stance, and earlier this week, Flawless was kicked out for getting caught with weed at an airport in Los Angeles. Here's their manager, Jonathan Shallett.
Yes, the paper is correct that they take a bit of recreational drugs,
absorbing cannabis. Taking a spliff in private is very different than taking a drug through international borders and concealing it from US customs.
Bolton manager Sam Allardyce has been charged by the FA for making comments about referee Mike. You see, I've got one thing on my mind. Referee Mike Riley after the League Cup final. Allardyce was upset over the penalty awarded to Middlesbrough. Radio 1 News beat more at 3:30.
Thanks for all the bulletins, Georgina.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
All right, and thanks for the throbbing dances at the Christmas do's.
Oh, yeah, I'll miss those.
You meet two old men very happy there.
I'll never forget those.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mark and Lard on Radio 1. Repeat until funny.
Mark, Lard, I'm all choked up. You know, we go back such a long way and I just... I won't forget you and I hope that you'll be thinking of me and your new careers wherever they are. So, good luck and thanks for all of the laughs. Your ever-loving Kylie.
Oh, to thee I do decree. This is Jason Lytle on behalf of the band Granddaddy. Mark and Lard, we'd like to say thank you for everything you've done for us and with us throughout the years. Good luck on your move from Radio 1 to Radio 2. All right.
We love them.
Excellent. Granddaddy. Yeah, we played a lot of their stuff, all good stuff, and that is the Crystal Lake. Good afternoon. It is 22 minutes to
3.
And that's all that's left of the biggest show. Although we might spill out. We might not.
We don't know.
We will see how we go.
We're already running late.
Are we?
Well, we've got two episodes of Great Moments in Pop.
I think we better put that right now because it's been a long time since episode one. So let's get back to
Great Moments in Pop.
As I said, it's already been won. It was won on Wednesday morning by Michael Hughes, compliance officer of Denbighshire County Council, who had a preemptive strike at that point.
Bless.
And he got it right. But just for the record, I think you just put a full stop on it. We should complete it, shouldn't we, really?
Oh, yes.
Here was episode one.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to this.
Oh, aye. So am I, Jimmy. How about you, Sheila?
Yeah, great. I'm so excited, Cobbers. What about you, Token Scouser?
Yeah, great. I'm dead excited, Grace. What about you, Darwin, you lass?
I'll just have a quick bacon bomb and then settle myself down for big events. Might even be the highlight of my life.
Oh, yeah.
It probably was. So that was... thanks. That was episode one, and straight on the heels, episode two.
All right, mate. It's Dave here. He's at control. Over.
Hello? Receiving you, Dave. How's things? Over.
Wet. And getting wetter. Over.
Will you stop going, you pillock? Over.
Sorry. What should we do then? Over.
Hang on, or just ask me Dad. Dad? Over.
What? Over.
Wet, getting wetter. Shall we start a war? Over.
Yeah, get on my land. Over.
Emily and Dave? Get them on. Over.
There you go, howling
nice and
gales.
Short, then.
Right, yeah. Howling gales, driving rain, Emily, Dad, West Country accents, get them on. I wonder what it could be, right? It's mystifying. Anyway, right, Travis has been our live guest today, which has been a huge thrill as well. And I don't know what they're going to play.
We are at the moment, we're on tour, and there's a brilliant band who are on before us called Keen.
They've played on this show.
Yeah.
Excellent. And you in the past have done, the Shire Horses have done your covers of other people's songs.
Well, that's a slight rewriting of history.
But you've made them your own by sort of adding your own lyrics.
Just trying to get out
just
of it now.
Just dig yourself a deep. Do you want a shovel, son?
Yeah. So we've sort of taken one of their songs,
okay,
and we've put some new words to it, and we're dedicating this to you guys.
Well, we're honoured.
Very kind.
This is called After Mark and Lard Go. One, two, three, four.
They came across on 1FM.
two unattractive and untalented men. They made us laugh a little bit, although at times they were quite obviously shameful plagiarists and a wee bit pissed, but all the same they will be terribly missed. Oh, Mark and Lon, it's gonna be quite hard to say goodbye to you, is tearing. The fatal blow, who took away our favorite radio show. Show me the man who pulled the plug, and I will show you Britain's biggest mug. Oh, Mark and Lon, it's gonna be quite hard to say goodbye to.
We're honoured.
That was great.
We're honoured.
Yeah. And I tell you, those are good lyrics. I mean, hey? Better than the original.
Hey?
Somewhere only we know. We'll what's all that about? Keane should change it to that.
I'm sure they will.
From now on. So thanks to Keane for the tune, and thanks to Travis for the words and the performance.
Fantastic, thank you. That was great.
What I loved about that was Neil just kept his head down and played seriously, like it was one of the other songs. this is good. He was into it. Now then, we're not finished with you yet, and you're not finished with us yet, because we thought we, although this is unrehearsed.
Which is a very dangerous radio.
This is the only Shire Horses reunion, isn't it?
Yeah, looks like it.
Obviously, we wrote a song called Why Is It Always Dairy Lee when we were Dave Lee Travesty. And then Travis, yeah, I mean, you wrote a song, Why Does It Always Rain On Me? Let's not argue about it now.
No, for off air.
Not for the listeners. The checks and the posts.
That's fair enough. But we thought we would try and do Travis backing us, which I know is Jim will fix it for you lads, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
They've arrived.
It doesn't get any better.
We don't know what key it's in. It wouldn't make any difference.
No, no.
The one thing you can guarantee is whichever one they choose, it's going to be too high.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Right, so we'll try it. I won't sleep tonight.
What? We've got to do the wee bit at the beginning.
Oh, what's that?
That's the bit that we added in.
It's the bit we added in.
I won't sleep tonight. I don't know why, but I feel like shite.
And I can't close my eyes.
Processed cheese.
What have they done?
That bloody Philadelphia tastes like...
Come into the chorus with us now.
Why is it always Derry League
when in the contract it's stipulated Bree?
Why is it always Derry League?
We've got some nice red wine in. I was looking forward to dining.
I want Emmental, nice fresh Edam in a waxy red ball.
Cheddar Gruyere, Red Leicester, Double Gloucester, Camembert.
Wensleydale, we haven't got this Primula cheese spread, just tastes like
snot. What you want, really? I was looking forward to dying. I know, where did the blue cheese go? Oh, I couldn't be asked to visit Tesco and shop for a range of excellent fresh cheeses from their delicatessen counter at surprisingly reasonable prices.
All together now.
Why is it always Derry League when in the contract it's stipulated Brie? Why is it always Derry? Some nice red wine in. I was looking forward to dining. Why is it always Derry?
One more time around.
Why is it always Derry?
Oh, fantastic.
Thanks, Britain, you rock.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Great. Enough respect to Dick the Buttock Scruttock and the Dark Prince, the other two quarters of the Shire Horses who were in the house to hear that. Okay, then. Fantastic. Great. Right, so I think from there, the only place to go is to the big reveal on Great Moments in Pop,
right.
Which was, of course, as predicted, Michael Hughes said, it's obviously with the triumphant headlining of Glastonbury by the mighty Shire Horses.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you've played Glastonbury, haven't you?
Yeah. But we were on quite early on, about 1 o'clock.
We had 10 o'clock Friday morning, which is like the headlining slot.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Yeah, the big one. You know, Radiohead on Saturday night in the dark.
Needed lights and everything.
And so, of course, we played, but it was the worst weather for years.
It was shocking.
I think was it 97?
Yes,
yeah,
it was.
97,
yeah.
Right. And we went on, and what was that band called now?
Moorhaven.
Right, because we were first on, and Moorhaven was second on, and they said, well, we're not bothering with all your gear, said the stagehands. Fair enough. Use all Moorhaven's gear. We said to Moorhaven, can we use all your equipment? And they said, no problem, fine.
Yeah, very nice guys.
Very nice. Use what you like. We played. The weather got worse. Obviously, thousands turned up to see us.
The
stage started sinking into the mud, forcing the cancellation of the rest of the day until, actually, the Seahorses.
Ironically.
At about tea time from Shire to the Seahorses. So Moorhaven came to Glastonbury, put all their gear up, lent
big
it
moment.
Us, and then had to take it down and go home.
Sorry, guys.
Wherever you are. We should probably dedicate this to you. But it is that climactic scene now, I think, where the Shire Horses headline Glastonbury and the stage starts stinking. And, of course, you hear Emily and Michael Eavis with Dave in control.
Of course.
Who's actually a fictitious character.
Yes, truth be told.
Spat all over the controls there. Sorry. Right, but here we go. This is the big reveal on the final Great Moments in Pop.
Back through the mists of time to the dawn of time was a... time when Shire Horses ruled the earth. And now, you wanted the best, you got the best. Put your hooves together and welcome the greatest rock and roll band in the world.
Ever!
Ever! The Shire Horses!
Minutes later, or thereabouts.
Yeah! Thanks very much. We have a problem. We have a problem. Over.
What? Over?
The stage is sinking. Repeat, the stage is sinking due to the unexpectedly large audience that has turned up at this ungodly hour to see the Shire horses. Over.
Cobblers! Emily and Dad! Over.
Dad to daughter Emily, what? Over.
The centre stage is sinking in the mud, Dad. What shall we do? Over.
Close the stage down for about 6 hours, resulting in several bands missing their big moment. And as for the chopping Shire horses, get them off my land! Over.
I'm glad we played that at the end because I'm not sure the Travis lads would have had the confidence to soldier on.
No, they wouldn't. Know.
Right, yeah, that's it. The Shire Horses and Now I Know Where I'm Going, Our Kid. The
timeless.
Last ever great moment in pop, of course. On the first ever Shire Horses tour, which was done with a double-decker bus, right, there was us and some tribute bands. Bottom of the bill was a little-known comedian called Peter Kay. And here he is, Peter Kay.
Hello.
How are
you? I've got to tell you, I owe it all to you. I really do.
Right, well, we'll have it then.
I know Bell and Sebastian were going on about it, but I really do.
Yeah, well, that was the first big tour, wasn't it?
Well, you practically bought me Mum a bungalow.
Right. I tell you what, I remember you would never stop. You remember that, lad? We'd get up in the morning.
It's past 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock in the morning, Peter Kay gets in the van, straight off stage. Peter, it's too early for comedy.
Oh, look at that over there. Have you seen that? Oh.
No, it's never too early for comedy. I tell you what, you ripped a lot of people off, didn't you, really?
Yeah, loads.
Yeah, loads. Yeah.
When you think about it, it was wrong what you did.
Yeah, it's all done now, isn't it?
What you're doing now then? Is that it? It's a bit sad, isn't it, in a way?
It's slightly poignant, yes, I have to say.
I miss coming in and telling people ends of films, like Bruce Willis being a ghost. And I don't want to ruin it, but he dies at the end of Passion of Christ.
Does he?
And then he comes back.
Oh, really? That's unbelievable.
Easter egg on Sunday.
Peter, pleasure knowing you.
Nice to talk to you. I'll see you then, Job Club.
All right.
See you.
Cheers,
bye.
Peter.
Bye-bye. Peter Kay.
Yay.
Thank you very much. And here's another poignant farewell from Coldplay.
Goodbye, Mark and Lark. No, we never knew you too well. We always listened to you, the jokes you used to tell. We liked your Muss and Grumble and all the songs you used to play in the Shire Hall. losses weren't as bad as some would say. But the buses at the radio got Edith Bowman in. She's younger and she'll play more songs by Busted. And although he might have told us you've been there too long, we're really gonna miss you and your biggity biggity bong. Biggity biggity bong.
Bless them.
Thank you very much. Farewell message from Coldplay. This is very strange. This is the last time I'll ever put this tune on.
Oh, bye bye tune.
Bye bye tune. And buy about 70 grand a year of PRS to,
yes,
corner shop.
I would,
I would think so. Sorry, lads, you know. Listen, so that really is more or less it. We've got one tune to play.
Yeah.
And it won't be a surprise. And we didn't want a maudlin ending, did we?
Not at all.
Because we always said it would be our last tune, and it is our last,
yep,
tune. All right, then. Obviously, I got, like, you know, hundreds of thank yous. And I'm almost sort of tempted not to do it because I'm sure I'll miss someone out. So can I apologise for that? You know, if I do, but the people who've been really important to us on working with this show, obviously all the people who've produced it, Will, yep, Saunders, who's here today, great to see Will, and genial now digital Joe Graham is here as well. Rhys Hughes, two absent friends,
Chunky,
who's on a management conference.
Ooh.
Oh, I remember the old days. Come the revolution, hey, former,
hey,
yeah. Anyway, Bob Dickinson, of course,
yes,
on this program. Pat Coop, who worked with,
yes,
us for years and was the voice of Slim and Shady's narrator. Dina Habib, who worked with us, Sam Buckler, Andrew Fenner, also known as The Enigma, Catherine Carey, who was always handy when we were...
Oh, known as a drunk.
Well, when there were spare drinks at the end of the night in the Shire Horses dressing room, you could always rely on Catherine.
Yeah, bless her.
I'll never forget Catherine when we were in Verona with Radiohead, and Radiohead's manager came round the bar and he kind of said, you know, Mark, you want a drink? I said, yeah, I'll have a wine, yeah. And he said, oh, well, I'll have a pint of mild. I don't know if they have that in Verona.
Ooh.
He said, Catherine, would you like a drink? She went, yeah. He said, what? She said, anything?
Yeah. Easy to please.
Claire Pell, who came and helped,
yes,
us out a lot of the time as well. Rob Fawcett, Sickly Rob, who was an honorary Shire horse for a while. Tanya Holland, who got all the computers and got us au fait with that. And God knows, that's not easy, dragging old men into the 21st century,
yep,
is it? Fergus Cuddly Dudley, of course, our esteemed executive producer. A good friend of this programme. Mick Meadows as well,
yes,
who's not here. Pat Connor, who's the current incumbent of that esteemed executive
Thank
position.
You.
John Leonard,
who
technically didn't work on this show, but John Leonard sort of was our...
spiritual leader.
More or less started the Radio 1 department in Manchester on his own,
yeah,
really.
Top five.
And, but for him, it would never have existed. Matthew Bannister.
Top man.
Who was obviously drummed out of the BBC because he had no judgment, because he thought we were great and promoted us fast through the ranks.
We're on his CV.
So thanks very much to Matthew. Andy Parsnip, of course.
Yes, right, the governor.
Right then.
Thanks,
yeah,
Andy.
Thanks. And Ben Cooper.
Yay.
And Lorna Clark.
Absolutely.
Who's not anymore.
Hello,
but
Lorna.
Who helped us a lot. Engineers who keep the programme going out. Phil Booth and Nickabobinus Bell.
Yay.
And Charlie Cargill,
yay,
a.k.a. Charlie Mahone. Right, thanks very much to them. Other people who worked on the website tirelessly, and the chat rooms and all that. Ozzy Michelle Green,
Hooray,
of course, and Ed Swindon and Mike Gallagher,
yeah,
Natasha Lynch, who when she could fit us in between lectures and tutorials,
bless
was
her,
in all the time, and came today and carried the pies.
Of course she did.
And so, and
she's
so
nice,
that was great. So thanks very much to Tashi No Mates, who obviously has got loads of mates, really. Dick the Buttock Scruttock, Patrick Gallagher,
Hooray,
who's back again today, now in charge of a film crew. God, anyone,
hey,
can get a film crew these days, can't they?
It's dangerous.
Right, who wrote loads and loads of stuff. Stuff, right?
He did.
Slipknot's Army and London's Not Burning.
Well, not as he would have you believe all of it.
But not
as,
no. As they'll show. So thanks very much to Patrick Gallagher. Chloe Collins.
Yay!
Right, who is off to London to work for Radio 1, and they should be very grateful to have her.
Absolutely, I'm sure they are.
And Chloe Collins has been fantastic and kept,
yep,
the show running when we've always been late.
Yes.
And, you know, rushing off at 3 o'clock to pick,
yes,
up kids from school.
Bless.
Chloe's been here, so Chloe, we love you and thank you very much for everything that you've done. Been with us quite a long while, but not as long as Chris Lee.
No.
The Dark Prince, who is sat... He's had the misfortune to sit that side of the glass and look and listen to every programme that we've ever done, more or less.
Nightmare.
Except for the fact that he discovered there was a telly at one point.
That was about 15 a bit of a
to
diversion.
One. Oh, God.
And he's only got one pair of hands.
Well, there you go. But Chris Lee, the Dark Prince, Shire Horse, and Christy Mahone has been here all along. And, of course, Michelle Chowdhury, right, who's worked with us for years and years and years.
Yes, bless her.
And, no one was more happier than we were for it when she made it up to producer, which was well-deserved. She did a fantastic job.
She's great.
And she goes down as the last producer of The Biggest Show. And, Michelle, we love you too.
That is
great. So that is more or less it. Can I say thank you very much to Travis?
You're so welcome.
It was great having you on, and it was great knowing you. And can I say thanks to you, Lardy Boy, because it's been fun, hasn't it?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And nothing will ever be quite the same again.
No, it won't.
But we're not getting divorced. We are working on a few bits and bobs.
Of course we are.
But we'll be ploughing our lone radio furrows for a little while. From Monday, you will hear Colin Murray and Edith Bowman, and I can't think of anybody better to hand that over
to. Welcome to the fold.
So have fun. Look after the audience, right, because, you'll have to get an audience first, won't you?
Yes.
There you go.
You get your own.
All right. The Biggest Show is no more. Thanks for listening to you lot for all over the years. And, like, you know, every time we did something and the emails fly in, and it was a great buzz that you got into all the things we did, and we had a laugh, and we hope you did too, all right?
Absolutely.
Then, that's the end of The Biggest Show, the end of Mark and Lard on Radio 1. We've had a good innings.
We've done well.
Right, and
we've enjoyed it.
Hopefully we've gone with some grace and dignity today, right?
Yes.
Not moping about.
No.
That is why our last record is this. Woo! Great, that one, Kiss. Crazy night.
Great, it's great, yeah.
What are you doing in here on your own, though, lad? The party's starting.
Well, you know, I spent a lot of time in here, mate, and just having a last look round, you know.
Yeah? I know what you mean, but...
What?
Let's not torture ourselves.
Hmm.
Let's go to the pub and you can buy me a pint.
Yeah. All right, mate, yeah. One last catchphrase?
A swift half a catchphrase.
Okay.
Stop!
One.